if that doesn't rise to the level where an officer believes it would meet the threshold of being hazardous or dangerous, we won't have the opportunity to try and gain voluntary compliance to get that person to either change their behavior or move to another location. And we've had a pretty good success with that in dealing with homeless populations, especially in our downtown area. We were seeing compliance rates somewhere in the neighborhood of 98% when we would ask an individual to either change a behavior or move, that they would comply.
Yeah.
So with the new regulations, we now have to wait for that behavior to reach the level of where it's hazardous or dangerous, or if they are
blocking
that.
Well, let me ask you, because here's an example from another person who put a question to the police online. People are sleeping on the sidewalk in front of my residence. This is concerning for my family. Can't y'all do anything about that? And the answer was no. The new obstruction camping ordinances allow camping on sidewalks, alleyways, and other public places, except Parson City Hall, which includes in front of your house. Your reaction?
So depending upon that location, if it was on public property, people's private property is still protected and their private property rights are not impacted by this. But if it is on that portion of public property between the street and the private property, if it is not unreasonably blocking someone from utilizing the sidewalk or that passageway, and we cannot establish that it's hazardous or dangerous, then yes, under the new requirements, we're limited.
Understood. Chief Manley, thank you very much. Good to have you here. We'll be watching how it unfolds in the city of Austin, Texas. Thank you, Chief.